90-minute focus method for work rhythms. The 90-minute focus method limits deep focus sessions to at most 90 minutes and calls for taking an early break if your concentration falters sooner. It covers personal focus cues, how to plan morning hours, break principles, and the method's scientific limitations. Choose one cognitively demanding task, such as planning or problem solving. Set the focus block to at most 90 minutes and schedule it when your alertness is high. During the first 5-10 minutes, do not open email or messaging apps. Stay with the chosen task. Stop when your focus falters or you reach 90 minutes, then rest with an activity involving little new information. The 90-minute focus method is not a rule that forces you to fill 90 minutes. Keep each deep focus session within 90 minutes and stop if your concentration breaks even after only 45 minutes. Treat the first 5-10 minutes as an entry period, and afterward, rest without consuming new information. Source for verifying figures. The original Huberman Lab Focus Toolkit page the core of the 90-minute focus method. 90 minutes is not a target duration, but the upper limit for a single focus session. If your concentration breaks down after 45 minutes, you can stop then. Time spent sitting in the same place is different from time spent concentrating. A decline in concentration cannot be explained solely by a lack of willpower. Attention can waver when the same stimulus is processed for a long time. Experiments have also found that brief shifts reduce declines in sustained attention. Even if you cannot concentrate immediately, stay with the task for 5-10 minutes. Treat an increase in mind wandering and rereading as a signal to stop. Do not let a single session exceed 90 minutes. Avoid consuming news and videos during breaks. Evidence and limitations of brain rhythms. Brain rhythms is an expression used to describe the alternating pattern of focus and rest. Based on sleep research, Nathaniel Clateman proposed the basic rest activity cycle. However, this does not mean that waking concentration changes at exact 90-minute intervals. Sleep stages also do not repeat in fixed 90-minute cycles for everyone. Work-related focus cycles can vary depending on the task and sleep status. Therefore, 90 minutes is closer to an operational guideline than a biological law. Andrew Huberman's recommendation can be found in Huberman Lab's Focus Toolkit. It is not a legal standard or an official medical guideline. The benefits of short breaks should also be distinguished from the evidence for a 90-minute upper limit. Claim reasonable interpretation point to note focus sessions should be within 90 minutes an upper limit that prevents excessively long work sessions. There is no need to fill the entire 90 minutes. The first 5-10 minutes are an entry period, a preparation period, for tolerating initial distraction due. Not expect deep focus to begin immediately rest after focusing a transition that interrupts the decline in sustained attention. Watching videos is closer to processing new information. Mornings may be better for concentration. Applies to people whose alertness rises after waking. This may not be the same for night owls or shift workers. How to apply the 90-minute focus method at work? Choose one task, then define what counts as an interruption and what signals the end of the session. Simply starting a timer does not create a focus session. You can apply the following steps to fit your own schedule. Choose a mentally demanding task. Prioritize planning, analysis, and problem solving. Separate simple tasks, such as sorting email. Schedule it for a time when you focus well. If mornings suit you, place your core work then. Your personal sleep and work schedule should take priority. Secure a session of no more than 90 minutes. Put away your phone and turn off unnecessary internet access. Keep only the communication channels required for work. Treat the first 5-10 minutes as an entry period. Do not switch to your inbox because concentration is slow to develop. Stay with the selected document or problem. Stop early when you notice your focus breaking down. Check whether you are rereading the same sentence. Staring blankly at the screen is also a signal to stop. Rest with low stimulation activities. You can get up and drink some water. Looking into the distance or walking slowly are also options. Guidelines by condition adjust the focus session to your current state rather than to a timetable. Neither 45 minutes nor 90 minutes is a score that determines success or failure. The criteria below can help you decide when to stop. Current condition, how to manage the focus session, next action mind wandering, becomes frequent after 45 minutes end. Without filling 90 minutes switch to a low stimulation break focus remains steady until nearly 90 minutes wrap up within 90 minutes leave notes and take a break distracted for 5-10 minutes after starting wait without opening another app. Keep trying the original task unable to turn off all notifications. Define what qualifies as urgent contact. Check the rest at a designated time concentration. Is high in the morning schedule. Difficult tasks in the morning. Move simple tasks to. Later judgment declines in the afternoon. Do not force yourself to finalize difficult decisions. Review them again during the next focus session. Example of calculating a morning focus window. Someone who wakes at 7 a.m. can consider 9:11 a.m. as a potential window. The calculation assumes that the body temperature minimum occurs about 2 hours before waking. Then add 4 6 hours. The wake-up time is 7 a.m. The estimated body temperature minimum is 5 a.m. Add 4 6 hours to 5 a.m. The potential window becomes 9:11 a.m. This calculation is a practical estimation method presented by Huberman. The actual body temperature minimum can vary from person to person. There is no guarantee that concentration will always be high from 9:11 a.m. You can select a continuous 90-minute period within this window. The first 5-10 minutes are included as the entry into concentration. If your focus breaks down after 45 minutes, you can rest regardless of the calculation. Common mistakes. The most common misunderstanding is treating 90 minutes as a mandatory duration. The standard for this method is the state of your concentration, not endurance. Rest must also be distinguished from information consumption. Always filling the full 90 minutes. If your concentration has broken, stop early. Opening email at the first sign of distraction. Stay with the original task for 5-10 minutes. Reading the news during a break. To the brain, this may be another form of information processing. Putting every task into a focus session. Choose work that requires substantial thinking first. Applying the morning rule to everyone. Check your own sleep type and working hours. Counting time spent sitting as an accomplishment. Record when your actual concentration ended. How to track your personal focus rhythm tracking helps you find a session length that suits you better than a fixed 90 minutes. Recording only the start and end times is enough to compare patterns. Including the reason for stopping also reveals sources of interruption. Item to record, what to write, how to use it, type of task planning, analysis, problem solving, etc. Identify differences in concentration by task start time, when you actually began working fine times, when alertness is high end time, when you stopped concentrating. Calculate the actual focus duration, reason for stopping, mind wandering, notifications, fatigue, etc. Distinguish environmental issues from fatigue break activity, walking, drinking water, etc. Compare activities that support recovery. Do not record a lack of willpower as the only reason your concentration ended. Categorize notifications and insufficient sleep separately as well. As records accumulate, you will see which times are suitable for scheduling difficult tasks. Criteria for evaluating the 90-minute focus method. It is appropriate to use this method as a productivity tool for structuring time. It should not be interpreted as a treatment or a test of brain function. If severe drowsiness or difficulty concentrating persists, first review your daily routine. The point is not to maximize the amount of time spent concentrating. It is a way to complete necessary work while your concentration remains active. Once your focus breaks down, switch to a recovery period without guilt.